Our reading is taken from John chapter 16, verses 16 to 24. We are reading from the New Revised Standard Version. A little while and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while and you will see me. Then some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying to us, 'A little while and you will no longer see me,' and again, 'A little while and you will see me'?" And, "Because I am going to the Father." They said, "What does he mean by this, 'a little while'? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'A little while and you will no longer see me, and again, a little while and you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. On that day, you will ask nothing of me. Very truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete."
Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
The preaching from Pastor Joseph last week entitled Grace Through Impermanence or Temporality, ang pagiging fleeting o panandalian ng lahat ng mga bagay, mga sitwasyon, mga tao, at mismo ng buhay. Isa itong magandang balita kasi kung lahat ay nagbabago at magbabago, kung walang permanente, mas nagkakaroon ng kulay ang buhay. Actually, mas interesting ang buhay kapag ka nagbabago ang mga bagay-bagay. Kung mabuti yung nararanasan mo, di ba mas nagiging special kapag ka pagka hindi palaging ganun. So say for example, your birthday, Christmas, Easter, New Year. Di ba mawawala yung pagiging special niya kapag everyday na lang, 365 and 1/4 day sa loob ng isang taon, isi-celebrate mo siya. Nawawala yung essence ng pagiging special niya. Imagine if you're in a relationship and never kayong nagkaiba ng gustong kain ng restaurant, panoorang movie, sisimulang hobby, susubukang sex position, or any major life decision ng partner mo. Yo, parang ang boring niya. Medyo boring siya. Kailangan ng konting spice. Ayun, pag tumatanda daw. Oo. Kepi, may sinasabi ko. Ayun, so need ng konting diskusyon at compromise paminsan-minsan para yung moments na parehong-pareho kayo ng gusto ng partner mo, ng mga trip nyo sa buhay, maa-appreciate mo pa rin. Kaya okay lang na minsan nagkakaiba kayo ng mga opinion at komento sa mga bagay-bagay. Kung masama man yung nararanasan mo, siyempre mas madaling tanggapin na at matutuwa ka na walang permanenteng bagay. Siyempre, parang wala naman siguro ditong nasa paghihirap sila ng buhay tapos ang gusto nila manatili lang dun sa... Meron ba? Masama yung... masokista daw, yung mga masokista. Pwede. Lahat ng hindi kagandahang nangyayari sa atin ay natatapos. One way or another. We always welcome that change, especially kapag ka negative to positive, yung pagbabago sa buhay natin. Whether it's from a scientific, Buddhist, or even Christian standpoint, as discussed last week, change is inevitable. Kung tutuusin, ang pagbabago ay akibat ng pag-iral. Change is fundamental to existence. Sabi nga ni Benjamin Franklin, when you're finished changing, you're finished. Wala na. Done ka na daw once you stop changing. While impermanence is good, the changes it brings are not always pleasant. Diba? Hindi naman, yes, maganda na nagbabago ang mga bagay-bagay, pero aminin na natin, hindi every time na may nagbabago, masaya. Hindi siya always happy. Minsan, tsaka talaga siya. Minsan, mas tsaka pa siya sa ex mong cheater or sa kadate mong hindi ka sinipot sa first meetup niyo. May mga pagbabago talagang hindi komportable. Masaya o nakaka-inspire na pagdaanan. Kahit anong iwas at takbo mo sa kanila, hindi mo sila matatakasan. One way or another, you will have to go through some of them. So if I were you, especially sa medyo mga younger people sa atin, I suggest pagdaanan nyo na yung mga kaya nyong pagdaanan at saka ang changes sa buhay. Okay? Kasi mas madali kayong makakapag-adjust when you are younger. Nakaka-build din talaga ng character at saka ng backbone yung mga maliliit na challenges that we overcome over throughout our younger years para kapag dumating na yung mga mas malalaking dagok ng buhay, mas ready na, mas kaya na. Of course, hindi din naman lahat ng changes, tsaka. Meron din namang magagandang pagbabago. Ganito yung mga changes na usually pinagdiriwang natin at sinasabi nating nakakadagdag sa pagkataon natin. Ito yung mga usually pinapatarpulin natin sa harapan ng bahay. Nakagraduate ka, natanggap ka na sa trabaho, nagka-jowa ka na, nakabili ka ng bagong bahay, nakabili ka ng kotse, nakatravel ka sa dream destination mo, nakapagpatayo ka ng negosyo, natayo mo yung foundation na gusto mo, natikman mo na finally si crush. Pwede. Pwede naman kung gusto. Hindi, syempre yung graduation lang, mga birthday party, ganun. Oo. Try nyo one time, wala pa yatang gumagawa. Tapos una kayo. Okay, may budget kayo, pa-billboard nyo. Pwede. So in our gospel reading for today on grace and progress, we also see significant life-changing transitions. Dun sa binasa kanina ni Austin. The setting of the story is somewhere in Jerusalem, likely a day or some days before Jesus' betrayal and capture, of course, courtesy of Judas. Sabi ni Jesus sa mga disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me, and again, a little while, you will see me." This is, of course, a prophecy of his coming death and resurrection. It's very frightening and dismaying. It's a very frightening and dismaying event, followed by a glorious one that the apostles and all of Jesus' followers had to go through. Imagine, if you are one of Jesus' followers during this time, yung pinaka-leader ng inyong pag-aaklas laban sa Imperyong Romano, na kasakasama niyong lumalaban, biglang ipapako sa krus at mamamatay. Paano ka kaya magre-react kung andun ka at isa ka sa mga masugid na tagasunod ni Jesus? And yet, the difficult times did not last. Siyempre, alam naman natin yung story. Jesus eventually resurrected after 3 days. Jesus even reassured them before the nasty things started going down. Sabi niya, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy." So there are a few things that, there are 3 questions that I posted dito sa preaching ko today. So think of the following for a little bit. Number one, do you think there will be a resurrection if Jesus didn't go through all his pain and suffering leading to his death on the cross? Magkakaroon ba ng resurrection kung walang crucifixion? It's question number one. Think about it. Number two, do you think any of his followers completely understood how important it was that Jesus die so he can eventually come back to life? Tingin nyo meron isa doon sa mga apostles at saka followers niya naiintindihan kung bakit kailangan mangyari yung nangyari. Number three, ilang beses na ba habang nasa kalagitnaan ka ng isang napakatsakang ganap sa buhay mo, sa'yo na to, ay naiintindihan mo kung bakit mo kinailangang pagdaanan yung ganap na yun? Kadalasan naman, di ba hindi? Sino ba sa inyo dito yung may pinagdadaanan ng sobrang hirap tapos, alam ko na after nito may ganitong mangyayari, may ganito. Usually wala naman, di ba? Negative things will happen. In fact, I think they are necessary in some situations. Sorry, medyo mahirap tanggapin. They are necessary in some situations to bring about significant progress. From death to resurrection, from labor pains to childbirth, from sunog ng kilay sa pag-aaral to graduation, from open table dark ages to open table renaissance. From kahayod sa trabaho to sweldo para may pang iyut. Eat, unwind, travel. Para, siyempre, nagkatrabaho tayo para may ano. Tama, diba? Siyempre, hindi naman pwedeng puro maganda lang or puro pangit lang yung nangyayari. Balance lang ba? Balance. Kinakailangan din ang mga hindi maganda or so-so lang na pangyayari dahil may pwede pa rin silang idulot na mabuting pagbabago or progress. Lalo na kung may natututunan tayo. Titin ko yung part na yun, maganda yun. Kinakailangan din ang mga hindi maganda or so-so lang na pangyayari dahil may pwede pa rin silang idulot na mabuting pagbabago or progress, lalo na kung may natututunan tayo. According to the Collins English Dictionary, progress is the process of gradually improving or getting nearer to achieving or completing something. Honestly, napaisip ako ng malala dun sa something sa definition. Ulitin ko yung definition din. Progress is the process of gradually improving and getting nearer to achieving or completing something. Ano nga ba yung ultimate something ko sa buhay na ito that I want to progress in and eventually complete? May naiisip naman ng mga sagot. Medyo complicated lang at baka isang buong preaching ang kailanganin para ma-explain ko ng maayos ng konti. So wag na lang. On a daily basis, we aim to progress numerous things in our lives. Ang dami nating iba't ibang responsibilidad sa pang-araw-araw. Pero aside from all these things that you need to achieve and complete, what is your life's ultimate something? I'm quite certain that we have different answers dito sa question na to. Kasi basically ang ibig sabihin nito is yung tanong na, what is your purpose in life? By that's difficult to answer. Mahirap siyang sagutin. Bakit? That's one of the biggest philosophical and existential questions of all time. What is your purpose in life that you need to achieve or complete? We all have different somethings, purposes in our lives that we want to progress in. I will not stand here and pretend that I have the slightest idea kung ano yung purpose nyo. Kung bakit kayo na dito sa mundong ito. Kasi sa totoo lang, minsan may mga araw na hindi ko rin alam yung sa akin. Kung bakit ba ako nag-i-exist. Kung ano bang purpose ko sa buhay. Siguro gusto ko na lang i-maintain yung pagiging perfect ko. Throughout my life. Charla. Joke lang. Panoorin niyo yung preaching ko 2 weeks ago para mag-gets niyo yung joke. Oo. Backstory, oo. But anyway, kidding aside, I think this topic on grace in progress is an important part of our Lenten series. On grace through imperfection. Kasi nga, kung nasa perfect state ka na, kung sino man at ano man, ano pang ipoprogress na kinakailangan mo kung perfect ka na? Wala ka nang kailangan pagdaan ng pagbabago, perfect ka na kasi. Bakit mo babaguhin ang perfect, di ba? Being perfect means you already know your life's purpose and you've already fulfilled it. No need for any progress if you're already perfect. I will share a little bit about my life progress for the past half year, this past, siguro mga 6 months, 7 months of my life. Promise, very short na lang to. Medyo patapos na rin ako. May time pa ba? May time pa naman tayo, no? Okay, good. Maaga pa. I will share a little bit about my life progress. The latter part of September 2023, I was promoted at work doon sa Singaporean company na pinagtatrabahuhan ko. Siyempre may very significant ano salary increase, so happy, very happy. A very good month. At the same time, nawalan ako ng oras sa Sun Life business ko kasi I also have my Sun Life work. Sun Life of Canada, Philippines. I was not able to meet my annual sales quota. So, in short, nawala yung second professional license ko. Because of that. Buti yung sa insurance part, they allowed me to actually stay. Promissory note muna sa principal's office to get that. But anyway, it's a big change for me kasi ang hirap kuhanin ng license na yun. It's coming from the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. It allows me to sell mutual fund investments. So hindi muna ako pwedeng magbenta ng ganun for now. Ang part lang ng promissory note ko so I can keep my insurance license was to say na gagaling akong pagbebenta sa 2024 ng more insurance, ng more insurances. So ang super stressful sa akin noon, November din nagkaroon ng falling out yung two people that are part of my innermost circle. So up to now, I'm still upset about that. So malaking bagay sa akin yun. November din nangyari ang retreat ng batch 2. Resilience ng MCC. So syempre super happy naman yung event na yun. Mid-December, I started dating someone, an acquaintance. Tapos January, we became official partner. So, quite happy naman about it. Ayun. Very happy actually. Actually, may change kanina nangyari. Nag-away kami ng very, very, kaninang before the start. But okay na. Everything's good. It's a change. Oo. Binroadcast ko naman sa... Ganun talaga. Pakicut daw direct. Yung part na yun. So also in January, ito yung nakakatawa, in-announce na magsasara yung project sa Singapore kung saan ako na-promote. So super na-stress din ako. Imagine, kaka-promote ko lang few months ago, hindi pa nag-iinit yung puwet ko. Sarado na kagad yung project na mangyayari. So nakakainis siya. Also in January, I received an opportunity to be part of the MCC board. So that's very good thing. Challenging yung new role as I learn more about the responsibilities and tasks. Pero sige, carry, Holy Spirit activate ulit. I attended the historic implementation of the Free to Be Me project. February, need na talagang magtipid kasi pa-close na nga yung account namin. We officially closed Feb 15. It took me only last week to get a very promising work opportunity. Hindi pa po siya offer that I want to pursue kasi work from home, ganyan. Tapos 50% more nung last na sweldo ko. So may ganung...
Yung promoted
na sweldo. So... I have my second interview this Tuesday, so please pray for me. Please, 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 please. Thank you. As you can probably imagine, the past 6 months have been a roller coaster ride for me too. I'm sure for some of you, or probably many of you, it has also been the same. I'm sure marami makaka-relate. Hindi, ang buhay naman ay hindi palaging nasa taas lang or nasa baba lang. Paikot-ikot-ikot talaga siya. Whether it's for work, church, relationships, or even personal health and finances, ang daming ups and downs. Those I've mentioned are but a few of the major changes that I had to go through. Konti pa lang yun. Maliit pa lang yun ng lahat ng mga nangyari for the past 6 months. May maganda, may tsaka, at may so-so lang. Through all of those, you know what? I still see significant progress. If I will plot each day since September 2023, it would really be full of sudden positive spikes, yung biglang umaakyat na ganun, or biglang babagsak na ditch, pababa. But generally, it's still an upward trend. So yun sa mga mahilig sa mga graphs, makaka-relate kayo dyan. Up and down lang yung mga graphs nyo, but it's still an upward trend. I'm sure yung, mahilig doon, they can relate. Pataas pa rin ang trend ng buhay ko, pero I have to admit, that an optimistic mindset played a big role for me to still see it that way. Kasi nga, katulad ng sabi ko, pag nasa kalagitnaan naman tayo ng mga problema, hindi man natin naiisip na may maganda kagad papalit at mangyayari sa atin eventually. Nung in-announce, the day na in-announce or the month na in-announce sa amin na magko-close yung project namin, hindi ko naman alam na may darating na offer na mas maganda just a week ago. I didn't see that coming. If I only look at particular months, may mga di talaga maganda. But if I look at the bigger timeline, I have a better view of the progress I'm making. Kahit may mga times na marami ring hindi talaga magandang nangyayari. meaning hindi ako exempted or wala exempted kahit sino sa atin sa mga tsakang life events. I think we should all take comfort in that. Na walang exempted. Everyone's going through something. Now, another unfortunate, it's unfortunate that we human beings, we only see a tiny fraction of our entire story. Our complete timeline. We don't see it. At, si Jandy daw nakikita. Or kung meron kayo, kung meron kayong mga powers ni Dr. Strange para makita yung mga outcomes, para makapili kayo ng best case scenario, go, push. Humans are not designed to see and appreciate the bigger picture of things that are relatively far in the future, especially when we're going through the rough patches in life. Think about this. In a study in the US, they found out that about 25% of the Americans never think about life, how life will look like 5 years into the future. So 25% na agad, hindi nila tinitingnan kung ano mangyayari sa kanila in 5 years time. Over 50%, so more than 50%, they will not think about what's going to happen to them in 30 years time. Studies here in the Philippines have also demonstrated that we Filipinos, I quote, "Filipinos are known to follow a natural clock or organic sense of time, doing things in the time they feel is right. They are present-oriented, which means that one attends to a task or requirement at the time it is needed and does not worry much about future engagements. This allows the Filipino to adapt and be flexible in doing the tasks at times, not bound to a particular schedule or time frame. This allows them to think on their feet and be creative in facing whatever challenge or task they have, even when it is already right in front of them." In short, madiskarte daw tayo. Pero sa present, madiskarte tayo sa present ng mga challenges. Siyempre nga naman, kung ikaw ay kailangan kumayod araw-araw para lang may makain, hindi mo iisipin ang mga bagay na malayo-layo pa sa hinaharap. Tama? E di lalo na kung 5, 10, 20 years from now, sino mag-iisip nun kung ang dami mong iniintindi ngayon? Ang una mong iisipin at bibigyan ng atensyon ay yung pagkain, yung tubig, yung renta, kuryente, tuition, gamot, etc. Yan ang difference ng first world at sa third world country. So kung kanina sa US, mga 25 to 50% ang pinag-uusapan natin, gano'n kaya kataas yung percentage na yun para sa atin dito sa Philippines? It's harder for many of us to see difficult times as part of progress, especially if we have to fixate on the present to make ends meet. Naturally, we'll see the situation as very dark and hopeless. At kahit anong sabihin ng ibang tao sa'yo na, okay lang yan, matatapos din yan, nawala yan kumpara sa ganito, sa ganoon. Usually, hindi naman nakakatulong yung mga sinasabi nila, aminin nyo. Diba? Yung mga sinasabi nila, okay lang yan, wala lang yan, matatapos din yan. It's God's plan para sa'yo. Diba? Hindi naman nakakatulong karaniwan, pero iba lang yung pakiramdam na napaghihingahan mo yung mga tao doon sa binibitbit mo sa dibdib. That's the usual relief that we can get. So, usually it's the listening person that actually helps us kapag may mga pinagdadaanan tayo. The latter part of the verse for today reads, "So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you. On that day, you will ask nothing of me." Jesus never really gave the full details of what's going to happen to him and to his followers. He didn't lay out the specifics of the how, when, where, and who of everything that he will go through after he entered the gates of Jerusalem. So next week, ang ating Palm Sunday. Tama, no? Palm Sunday. Which we'll have a Tenebrae service. All of his followers had to watch him go through agonizing pain and humiliating death on a cross. All they had was his promise that their hearts will eventually rejoice. Of course, they indeed rejoiced when he resurrected. I can only imagine many of them thinking na ito na ang panahon. Kaming taong bayan naman ng bida. Susugod na tayo sa Imperyong Romano. Lalaban ako. Lalaban tayo. Char. They were hoping for the fall of the Roman Empire in the hands of the true Son of God. Hindi yung taga down south na hinahabol ni Uncle Sam at saka ng double chambers. Kaso ayun nga, as we all know the rest of the story, Jesus didn't really stay with them as they expected. Di na alam yun, naaalis siya. He didn't topple the Roman Empire the way they probably imagined he would. Parang di ba ang ganda na sana eh. Happy na sana ang mga early Christians, pero Jesus had to leave after some days after his resurrection. He left, but he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell on his followers. Then many of them got persecuted and killed because they were spreading his teachings. Christ's followers knew in some ways that they will be persecuted, and yet many of them still went on their way. But you know what? There is still another promise given by Jesus. In the Gospels, he promised that he'll one day come back for good, so our joy will finally be complete. I will strongly believe in this, even if I don't know kailan, paano, it will all come down. I'm sure that many of us here today in the chapel and online still believes in the same promise. We can still hold on to that whatever gets thrown at us while we're progressing in life and going through all of its changes. So in ending, I pray that this Lenten season remind us that pain, suffering, and difficulties are part of this journey called life. They are part of progressing life in life as much as the joy, the pleasures, and the comforts we experience. Whatever your purpose may be in this life, take comfort that Jesus, the one we follow and celebrate, knows exactly what we need and when we need it. However positive or negative, we may perceive something. And despite all of our individual differences, He prepared the best for us. We only need to progress towards becoming versions of ourselves modeled through Jesus' love. Amen.